This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mabu'thi rahmatan lil alameen Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah. And I'll testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always for this blessed gathering that we get together for the sake of Allah to learn more about the deen of Allah and the prophets and the messengers of Allah. They are the greatest role models that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to mankind. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen them to be His prophets and messengers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them to be His guidance on the face of this earth. Last we spoke about Prophet Sulaiman, and subhanAllah, something about Prophet Sulaiman. He's an amazing prophet, a messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had empowered with powers, strength and wealth that no one in the past or in the future will ever have the powers and the strength or even the wealth that he had. Besides, obviously, when we talk about the strength of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet and messenger, yes, I understand. But when we talk about materialistic power, Sulaiman was granted wealth and materialistic physical power that no prophet and messenger had ever been granted. And he made that dua, Rabbi habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di innaka antal wahhab. Oh Allah, grant me wealth that you do not grant to anyone after me. Innaka antal wahhab. You are the one that grants everything to anyone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sulaiman alayhi salam powers and wealth. No prophet, messenger, before or after, to the day of judgment, would ever have the powers and the wealth of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Some of those powers that were mentioned in the lesson before, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the ability to communicate with not only human beings, jinn and animals. Not only they used to communicate with human beings, jinn and animals, he had full dominance and command over human beings, jinn and animals. To the extent they used to lock up the jinn. If anyone goes against his command, he used to lock him up, incarcerate him, and he used to put two together in one shackle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran al-Kareem. Amazing. And we spoke about the other powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. The power of building lofty towers, palaces, fortresses. The jinn used to build that for him. And inshallah, tonight we'll be talking about one of those palaces that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran al-Kareem. The other power, he had the power of controlling the wind. He used to control the wind, and obviously that control comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent that he used to use the wind to take him from one place to another place, to make him travel from one place to another place. And you know, when you talk about Solomon carpet, yes, that's something that we believe in. He used to have a carpet or a wooden timber platform. He used to stand on it, him and his soldiers and army. He used to take them from one place to another. What used to take them months, he used to gather within hours. In the morning, come back. In the evening, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, تَجْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثَ أَصَابَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other things, such as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him a spring of copper. You know, copper is very expensive, and it's a very valuable material. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a spring of copper. He used to gush out copper for him. His father was given, Dawud alayhi salam was given the ability to control the metal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave him other powers, other miracles that was spoken about that in the last lesson. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sulaiman alayhi salam, why he granted his father, wisdom and judgment. Wisdom and judgment. Even Dawud alayhi salam was wise and he was a good judge. But the Quran al-Kareem is clear. The Quran al-Kareem is clear that Sulaiman alayhi salam was given more wisdom and better judgment. So on the top of everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Sulaiman alayhi salam with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also blessed Sulaiman alayhi salam with wisdom and good judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this incident in the Quran al-Kareem. وَدَاوُدْ وَسُلَيْمَانِ إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْثِ إِذْ نَفَشَتْ فِيهِ غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ وَكُنَّا لِحُكْمِهِمْ شَاهِدِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about an event, an incident that took place during the time of Dawud alayhi salam, where Sulaiman alayhi salam is just growing in the care of his father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implies to the wisdom of Sulaiman, which in one way or another is surpassed the wisdom of Dawud his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an incident that took place during the time of Dawud. And when we say during the time of Dawud, so he's the king. He was the king during that time, Dawud alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam did not become a king or a prophet until the death of his father. Maybe he was a prophet before the death of his father, Allahu A'lam, I can't verify that. But definitely he was a king after the death of his father. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran Kareem about an incident. What's this incident? There were two farmers. One had herd, cattle, the other one had land, farm, agriculture. And they were neighbors. There was only a fence in between them. So two farmers, two landlords, two owners of the land. One used to farm by grazing the herd, the cattle, the animal. The other one used to farm by planting trees and crops. And they were next to each other. Now, the liability is with who? The liability is with the one with animals. The land, the crops are not going to move. What moves are the animals. So they had an agreement. Every day, the shepherd or the farmer that looks after his herd, that looks after his cattle, he goes out, monitors, and looks over his herd while his herd is grazing and eating from the farm. Then at night, he locks up the fence. Otherwise, what happens? His herd will go over his neighbor's land and starts to eat from his neighbor's land. Subhanallah, one night, the owner of the herd, the cattle, forgot to close the fence and let his herd loose, let his cattle loose. So what happened the following day? The following day, the owner of the land next door, they used to implant trees and do farming or do work on his land, wakes up the following morning and sees all his crops are eaten, destroyed. His entire land was taken, finished, destroyed. So they came to Dawud alayhi salam for judgment. What do we do? The one that owned the cattle didn't deny that he left the fence open at night and didn't deny that his own herd and cattle is the one that had eaten from his land and destroyed his land. But give us a judgment. So when Dawud alayhi salam heard the two sides of the story and heard the owner of the land and the owner of the herd, so Dawud alayhi salam, as a punishment, he told the one that owns the herd as a punishment of what you've done, he's going to take your herd and you take his land. He's going to take your herd and he take his land. Some narrations say that he is given the land and the herd both to the man. But most say, no, no. He gave the land to the man that used to own the cattle and told him, go and fix it. You take that problem and let him take the herd. On the way out, Sulaiman alayhi salam asked about him, what did my father make the judgment to be? He said that your father made the judgment that the owner of the land to take over the herd and the owner of the herd to take over the destroyed land. So Sulaiman went to his father and said, did you give me a consent or did you give me the permission for me to make another judgment? He said, go for it. He said, okay. You are the one that owned the cattle and you acknowledge and you confess that you left the fence open at night and therefore your cattle destroyed the land next door. So you take over that land and resurrect it again. Work on it and resurrect it. Bring it back to the way it used to be. And while you are working on the land, give your cattle to the owner of the land, let him benefit from the cattle until you give him back his land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We made Sulaiman alayhi salam understand better. It doesn't mean that Dawud alayhi salam made the wrong judgment, but Sulaiman's judgment is better. Subhanallah, look at the wisdom of the Quran Kareem. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. His father decided to give the land to the owner of the cattle. Go and deal with it. Khalas, you stuck with it. And then he decided for the owner of the land to take the cattle and you own that cattle. But Sulaiman said, no, 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 no. He acknowledges his mistake. Get him to resurrect and revive the land once again until it goes back to what it used to be. While that process is going, give the one that had suffered because of this, give the one that had owned the land and he suffered because of the cattle next door, give him the cattle, learn better from it, until the one that caused that damage brings the land back to normal, and then they could get back to normal life. That's it. فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sulaiman alayhi salam wisdom. It's also narrated that during the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, two women, mothers, who had children, they were out together. And both of them had children. Both of them had little boys. While they were out in the open, enjoying their time, a beast or a wolf or an animal came and stole one of those children. Stole one of the sons. And he stole the older woman's son. They were babies or little kids. Friends, one older than the other one. Both of them had boys. While they were enjoying the time out in the open, an animal came and stole the oldest or the elderly woman's son. So what did she do, the elderly woman? She grabbed the other lady's son and took her. She grabbed the other lady's son and took him to herself and said, no, that's my son. She lost one. She wanted to salvage it. So they disputed amongst each other. So they went to Dawood alayhi salam. So Dawood alayhi salam saw the child in the hands of the older woman and he said, he's yours. So Sulaiman said, no. Do you excuse me for me to make the judgment? So the father gave him the permission for him to make the judgment. So when Sulaiman alayhi salam saw the two ladies disputing over one child, each one of them claimed to be the mother of this child, because they acknowledged that one child is missing. But his father made the judgment because he saw the child in the hands of the older woman. So Sulaiman said, no problems. He asked one of his soldiers, give me a saw or a sword, and I'll chop him in two pieces and give each one of you half. So the younger one screamed and said, no, let her take him, he's not mine. So when Sulaiman alayhi salam saw the reaction and the emotions of the younger one, he knew that this child is hers. So he took that child from the older lady and gave it to the younger one because of that reaction. He was wise, smart. Another event says that he went to one town where someone stole chickens from a poultry. And then the owner of the poultry complained to Sulaiman alayhi salam. So Sulaiman gathered the people of that town together. And while everyone is standing there, Sulaiman said, I'm amazed to the thief, how stupid he is. He goes and steals the chicken during the night, and if he gets to clean the feathers away from his head. So the thief amongst everyone starts to wipe his head like this. So Sulaiman knew, that's you. So subhanAllah, the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sulaiman. So Allah Azza wa Jal alludes to that in the Quran al-Kareem, or clearly states it in the Quran al-Kareem. فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. We made Sulaiman alayhi salam understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sulaiman alayhi salam good understanding and good wisdom. One of his wisdoms alayhi salam has been mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem in Surah Al-Naml, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. It was gathered for Sulaiman alayhi salam and armies of mankind, human beings, jinn, and the jinn are stronger and bigger in numbers than human beings, and at-tayr, birds, and that also implies animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sulaiman alayhi salam an army of human beings, jinn and birds, and Allah says, yuza'un, they used to march together. Can you imagine this army, human beings surrounded by jinn, above them birds? What kind of an army is that? Non-existence. Only existed during the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him an army of human beings, and an army of jinn, and an army of birds. All of them are all obedient to Sulaiman alayhi salam, and they all take orders from Sulaiman alayhi salam. And then when they used to march, they used to march together. So they used to shake the ground that they used to walk over. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an incident that took place during this march of human beings, jinn and birds. Like, you're talking about a superpower here. And while Sulaiman alayhi salam is marching with his great army, an army made of human beings, jinn and birds and animals, he went past a valley of ants. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named the entire surah, the entire chapter after the ants. حتى إذا أتوا على وادي النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحتمنكم سليمان وجنود وهم لا يشعرون. He went past a valley of ants. And in our ants, the species of ants, the world of ants, ants are, if not, are from amongst the most organized animals. You see them, subhanAllah, how well organized they are. Them and the bees. Ants are, and I've read in our, subhanAllah, some scientific facts, if they are not, they are from the most organized animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created on the face of this earth. Very well organized. That's why you see them, subhanAllah, very well organized. In their world, of course. It's not like they're organized, they've got pen and papers, they write everything, and they've got computers and WhatsApps, and they're organized in their own understanding, in their own world. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, with this humongous, magnificent, and powerful army marching on the ground, he went past the valley of ants. So one ant started to warn the other ants, saying to them, Ya Yuhannam, all the nation of ants, ادخلوا مساكنكم, go back into your homes, into your abodes, into your halls. لا يحتمنكم سليمان وجنوده, before Sulaiman and his army destroy you. So she knew who this man is. She knew who this man is. Or it knew who this man is. Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army. But subhanAllah, what also verifies and confirms that she knew that it's Sulaiman alayhi salam. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, she said, Sulaiman and his army will destroy you without them even noticing. She gave him the benefit of the doubt. He's a prophet, he doesn't get and destroy. He doesn't harm, he benefits. He doesn't destroy, he builds. So this ant warns the rest of the ants, go back into your abodes, go back into your halls, go back into your homes, before Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army destroys you without them even realizing and noticing. He's a prophet, a messenger, doesn't do that. He doesn't harm. Subhanallah, an animal, an insect. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that. So what was the reaction of Sulaiman alayhi salam? Allah says, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَحِكَ. Straight away, Sulaiman smiled. Smiled out of what? Not out of pride, out of humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من قولها وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. He smiled to what I had heard the ants speaking to the rest of the ants, warning them and saying Sulaiman would destroy you without him realizing. Allahu Akbar, look at the respect that an ant had for Sulaiman alayhi salam. So he smiled out of humbleness to Allah and happiness and appreciating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah and bounty upon him, saying, Oh Allah, give me the ability to thank you for this bounty and what you had granted me and my father, and let me do what pleases you and make me from amongst those who are righteous and you forgive and have mercy upon. Subhanallah. Appreciating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah upon him. It's not like, it's me, Sulaiman. No, no. It's Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to Sulaiman. Appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah. Be grateful to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this event in the Quran al-Kareem and named an entire surah, Surah al-Naml, the chapter of ant. Surah al-Naml, the chapter of ant or ants, because of this event. In that same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of another event. The event of the queen of Sheba, Saba. The queen of Sheba, Saba. Sulaiman alayhi salam was the king, not of Palestine, not of Asham, not the Arabian Peninsula, not Africa. Sulaiman alayhi salam was the king of the entire world during his time. I mentioned to you, no one has ever been granted that kingdom. He was the king of the entire world with an army like the army that I mentioned to you before, human beings, jinn and animals. Who's going to resist? Who's going to face him? No one dares. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him those powers and abilities. From amongst them, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Sulaiman alayhi salam the ability to communicate with the animals, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave Sulaiman alayhi salam the ability to control the birds and use them as messengers and spies. Sulaiman alayhi salam had his own drones. His drones were birds, hoopoes, hoodhood, specific type of bird. And that specific type of bird can sense where the water is. And he used to use that specific type of bird to identify where the water is, and he used to get the jinn to dig it up. Dig it and let the water gush and let people live around it. SubhanAllah, amazing. You know, when you talk about it, it's just beyond your imagination. So one day the hoodhood, this bird, discovered a city by the name of Saba, Sheba. And Saba is mentioned in the Quran Kareem during the time of this queen, and even later on in Yemen. A city by the name of Saba, in English Sheba. Oh, stick to Saba. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Kareem. This bird discovered the city of Saba, led by a queen. Her name is Balqis. When that bird saw that nation, the people of Saba, and that queen and her people, he discovered a few things. From amongst the things that he had discovered, she had a big massive throne, and she's the head of state. And back then, it's unusual to have a woman leading people. Unusual. So that's another thing that he was shocked, the bird. On top of all this, what makes it even worse? They are worshipping someone beside Allah. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ فَقَالَ مَا لِي لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. He used to have those drones. They used to come and report back to him by the end of the day. He used to have those birds. They used to go, spy, see, come back and report to him and tell him, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this is that happening, this is what's happening, this is what's gone, this and that, that, report. One day, he waited for one specific bird. Then he sent him on a mission. He came back, but late. So Sulaiman alayhi salam is waiting and waiting and waiting. And where's this bird? He's supposed to be here now. He's supposed to come back and report what's happening. Waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. What the fuck the tayr? Qala ma li la ara al-hudud am kana min al-ghabir. What happened to this bird? What happened to the hudud? This hoopoe? What happened to it? I'm waiting for it. Is it gone? Did it disappear? Did it do the runner? لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ أَوْ لِيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. When he comes back and he doesn't have a sufficient excuse, a valid excuse, I'm going to punish him a severe punishment, or I'm going to slaughter him. He's waiting. Supposed to be here on time. Every day is on time, but this time he's not on time, he's late. Where is he? Did he do the runner? Did he escape? Did he betray? Ma'ule? Is that possible that he betrayed us? Why is he so late? He's supposed to be here on time and report to me. If he comes back and does not come back with a valid excuse why he was late, I'm going to punish him a severe punishment, or I'm going to slaughter him. Some of the scholars say the severe punishment that Sulaiman alayhi salam was intending to punish him, what was it? To put him amongst different birds than his species, than his kind. And you know that's a punishment. When you put someone amongst people he doesn't get along, that's a punishment. That's why you get locked up. Yeah, criminals amongst each other, they get along maybe, yeah, but around four walls. It's like a punishment, it's like a lockup. I'm going to incarcerate, I'm going to lock him up. Or I'm going to kill him. فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. Suddenly this bird comes, but late. قَالَ أَحَطُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَعٍ بِنَبَئٍ عَظِيمٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ. This bird stood on the edge of the veranda of Sulaiman alayhi salam, petrified. Because you know Sulaiman is very strict. There's strict orders here. You're late, Where were you? He saw the face of Sulaiman, he knew. He said, قَالَ أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطِّي. I've got news to you. The only reason that I'm late is because I was investigating. وَجَئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَأٍ بِنَبَأٍ يَقِينٍ. And I just came back from Saba, from Sheba, from Yemen. And he was where based? Sulaiman alayhi salam was based in Palestine. بِنَبَأٍ يَقِينٍ. And I've got verified, confirmed news. It's not just in a talk and rumors. I've come to you with something that will shock you. جئتك من سبع بنبع يقين إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم وأوتيت من كل شيء عظيم. أوتيت من كل شيء ولها عرش عظيم. I just arrived. I just traveled back from Sheba, from Saba in Yemen, where I found a nation led by a woman and she's got everything and she's got a big massive throne. I've never seen something like that. But you know what, Sulaiman, what makes it even worse? وجدتها وقومها يسجدون للشمس من دون الله. I found her and her nation prostrating to the sun beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Even the bird was shocked. وجدتها وقومها يسجدون للشمس من دون الله وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل فهم لا يهتدون. I found that a nation prostrating to the sun, to the creation, and leaving the creator to prostrate to. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And the shaitan had decorated, misguided them, and decorated their actions. فَصَدَّمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتُدُونَ. Allah, this is the bird saying, Allah يَسْجُدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَطْأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمْ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. I'm amazed, this is the bird saying, I'm amazed, O Sulaiman, that these people, Sheba and her nation, are not prostrating to Allah, the one that can take everything from beneath the ground, and the one that created the heavens and the earth. Allahu la ilaha illahu, Rabbul Arshil Azim. The bird is saying, Allah, there is no God except Allah, the one of the great throne. She's got a throne, Allah has a greater throne. So what was the response of Sulaiman alayhi salam? Sulaiman is distinct. He's a wise man. He's a judge, he's a king, he's a leader. He just broke the law. He's supposed to be on time. He came late. You have to give me a valid excuse why you're late. So this what he just mentioned right now, it is a valid excuse, but I have to verify it. قَالَ سَنَنْظُرْ أَصَدَقْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Sulaiman replied back to the bird, we're going to look into it, investigate the matter. And investigate and see, are you truthful or you lying? And I'm telling you from now, if you end up to be a liar, I'm going to slaughter you or punish you a severe punishment. قَالَ سَنَنْظُرُ أَصَدَقْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We're going to see if you are truthful or you are lying. So what did he do? قَالَ اذْهَبْ بِكِتَابِي هَذَا فَأَلْقِهْ إِلَيْهِمْ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ. He wrote a letter to you, the queen of Sheba, and he passed it to the bird. And he said, you go back to them and you cast, which means you give them that letter from me, Sulaiman, the prophet and the messenger of Allah with authority, and see their reaction. So this bird traveled all the way from Palestine to Sheba with a letter, as a messenger, carrying this letter on behalf of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he delivered it to the queen of Sheba, Balqis. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنُهُمْ. And he said, turn away from them. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ. See what they come back with. I want to see their response after they received my letter. What was in that letter when she received it? She said, قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ. She gathered her people and she said, إِنِّي أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ. I've been given with authority a book. كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ. A generous book. إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانَ. She knows Sulaiman. Sulaiman is the most powerful man on the face of this earth. But she didn't know that one day Sulaiman will find out about her. إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانَ. In this book, what does it say? In that letter? Kitab means book, but it's a letter. In that scroll, it says, this letter is from Sulaiman. وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. In the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most gracious, the most merciful. أَلَّا تَعْلُ عَلَيَا. Don't have pride over me. وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. You surrender right now. Allahu Akbar. No details, no introduction. Salaamu Alaikum. Alaikum Assalam. How are you? How's things? What's going on? Please introduce yourself. No. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Don't have pride. Don't think you could be over me. You surrender right now. Allahu Akbar. The power and authority. The power and authority. If your granddad talks to you like that, you're going to walk away. Look at the power and authority. Innahu min Sulaiman. Two lines. This is from Sulaiman. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious and most merciful. Allah ta'alu alay. Don't you even think you could be above me. What do any Muslimin? You surrender Allah and come to me as Muslims. That's it. No more. No negotiations. No options. Option one, option two, option three. How about, you know what? Let's sit down and talk. Allah ta'alu alayya wa atuni muslimin. Don't think that Allah, you could be above me, and don't think you could be higher than me or defy me. Don't challenge me. Allah ta'alu alayya. Don't challenge me. Wa atuni muslimin. And he submit right now. So she gathered her people, and she was the head of state. She was the queen. قالت يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. She gathered her people, her hierarchies, her ministers, and she said, this is what I received. What do you suggest? What do you advise? I need to go with what you're saying. I need to listen to you. I need to take your advice. I need to consult you on my counsel. And it's been narrated that she was the wisest one amongst them. So what was their response? ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. She says to them, I've never ever initiated anything unless I consult with you. قالوا نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك فانظري ماذا تأمرين. They start to marvel. They say, nah, we are the tough ones. We are the strong ones. You know what? Don't worry. We'll take them on. Take who on? Now you're an ant in front of an elephant. What, take what on? But subhanAllah, arrogance. She was wise. You know, sometimes you need to know your size. Don't go and take on someone who's bigger than you. And you know, one punch, take it down. Don't think, Allah, you're tough. Be wise. وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكِ فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِي. We are tough and strong. We are powerful. You decide whatever you want. قَالَتْ إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا عِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَدِلَّةً وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. She said, usually kings, when they enter and invade in the land, they dishonor the people of that land. Let me test him. I want to test this Sulaiman. I've heard about him, but I want to test him. وَإِنِّي مُرْسَلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجَعُونَ. I'm going to test Sulaiman. I want to see his reaction. I'm going to send him a very good, expensive present and see what he says. So she sent a delegation from Sheba to Sulaiman alayhi salam with very expensive and valuable presents on behalf of Sheba, saying to him, he's a present from our queen, but we're not going to surrender. He's a nice present. They thought they could buy him. You're talking about Sulaiman alayhi salam. You know that's what happens these days. Buy people, buy leaders. How many Muslim leaders out there have been bought? Buy him. Give him present status, fame, and they'll sell their nation. That's not going to happen with Sulaiman alayhi salam. إني مرسلة إليهم بهدية فناظرة بما يرجع المرسلون. I'm going to send a delegation with a present, very expensive present to Sulaiman. I'm going to see his reaction. فلما جاء سليمان قال أتمدونني بمال فما آتاني الله خير مما آتاكم بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرحون. ارجع إليهم فلنأتينهم بجنود لا قبل لهم بها ولنخرجنهم منها أذلة وهم صاغرون. When they arrived to Palestine, that delegation from Sheba on behalf of Queen of Sheba Balqis, when they arrived to Palestine and they presented that valuable and expensive present to Sulaiman alayhi salam from Sheba, or from Queen of Sheba Balqis, Sulaiman alayhi salam replied and he said, what, you think what you give him is better than what Allah had given me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given by far a lot more than what he had given me. You know what, go back with your present and I'm going to prepare an army that you've never ever seen in your life. Go back. And I'm going to prepare an army that you've never ever seen in your life. وَلَنُخْرِجَنَّهُمْ مِنْهَا أَدِلَّةً وَهُمْ صَغِرُونَ. If this is the approach that I want to have, I'll give them an opportunity for them to surrender and be part of us. But this is what they want. I'm going to send an army they've never ever seen in their life. And I'm going to humiliate them and dishonor them in the end lands. So when they return back to Queen Balqis, their queen, they said, You don't have any other option. We're sorry. This man, you can't buy him, and he's a man of principles, and he's too powerful. So what do you suggest? We surrender. So she did. So she decided to come to Sulaiman alayhi salam. That's it. We can't. Well, what are we going to do? And that's wisdom. What are you going to do? What? You're going to fight an entire nation? So she sent another message to Sulaiman alayhi salam. We are coming and we're going to surrender. So Sulaiman alayhi salam asked about her. And he received good, positive feedback about her. She's wise, she's smart, she's good. She's a good leader. So Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted to teach her a good lesson and to show her who Sulaiman and the Lord of Sulaiman alayhi salam are. So on her way from Saba to Palestine, Sulaiman alayhi salam asked his congregation, his ministers, his council. And his council used to be from what? Humans and jinn. And remember when that bird came to Sulaiman alayhi salam saying to him that she has a very powerful or a very nice, impressive throne, big, great throne. So Sulaiman alayhi salam qala ya ayyuha al-mala ayyukum ya'tini bi'arshiha qabla an ya'tuni muslimin. I want to teach her a good lesson. I want to show her. Who's willing to go and get her throne before they're after me? They've already left. So Sulaiman alayhi salam is in Palestine. She's in Saba. They've already left from Saba to Palestine. Sulaiman wants someone to go from Palestine to Saba and get her throne and come back to Palestine before she arrives. How's that going to work? It's like, you know what? They've left Melbourne, they're coming, but I want someone to go to Sydney and come back to Melbourne before that. I know you're from Bankstown, you go and speed and do it. Yeah, I know that. But in general, how's that going to happen? How's that going to happen? You want someone to go from Palestine to Saba and come back from Saba to Palestine before those who had really left Saba coming to Palestine and arrive there to Palestine before them? It just doesn't make sense. But it's the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his counsel of human beings and jinn. Who's willing to go and get me her throne before she arrives? قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِنَ الْجِنِ. Ifrit is like the senior of the jinn. So you've got the jinn, Ifrit is like the strongest one amongst the jinn, or from amongst the strongest ones. أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. I'll go and get her throne from Saba. I'll go all the way to Sheba right now and bring it before the end of this day. He used to sit between Fajr and Dhuhr. So before you finish from your gathering, I'll be gone and back with her throne. Allahu Akbar. What power are we talking about here? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِنْ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. If this jinn can go all the way to Sheba and pick up the throne and bring it here before the end of the day, which is midday for them, before the end of the day, a scholar, human being, scholar, from the scholars of Bani Israel, one of the students of Sulaiman alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the knowledge of the Torah. He said, oh Sulaiman, if he could go and get it and bring it before the end of the day, I could go and get it by the power of Allah and bring it to you before you blink an eye. Allahu Akbar. What kind of a power is this? And this is a human being. So it's not about the jinn or the human being. It's the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where did the jinn get the power from? Allah. And where did this human being get the power from? From Allah azza wa jal. A jinn, Ifrit, who's lucky enough, one of the most powerful and senior ones amongst the jinn, he said, I'll go and get it to you before the end of the day. A scholar, human being, scholar from Bani Israel, he said, if you could get it within the next few hours, I'll get it within a second. So he did. By the time Sulaiman turned around, the throne was there. Allahu Akbar. What do you think Sulaiman's reaction is going to be? Our reaction? I'm it. I'm the one. The untouchable. When Sulaiman saw this miracle, Allahu Akbar. Within a blink of an eye, he just turned around already, the throne is there. So Sulaiman alayhi salam said, هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace of Allah upon me. This is from Allah Azza wa Jalla upon me. لِيَبْلُوَنِي. Now Allah's testing me. It gets to you sometimes. Power and fame gets to you. Inshallah, you're the biggest sheikh. It will get to you. لِيَبْلُوَنِي. Allah's testing me right now. أَشْكُرْ أَمْ أَكْفُرْ. Am I going to be grateful to Allah? Or am I going to deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty upon me? وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ النَّفْسِ. You thank Allah, not only that Allah Azza wa Jalla will get you close to Him, but you are benefiting yourself. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. And whoever turns away from Allah, Allah doesn't need him. When her throne was delivered to him within a blink of an eye in Palestine, Sulaiman saw this throne. Look to what he's got is nothing, but it's a throne. Beside Sulaiman alayhi salam, it's an impressive throne, exactly what the bird had mentioned. Sulaiman said, this guy's a change, alter, make some changes to this throne. نَكِّرُوا لَهَا عَرْشَهَا نَنْظُرْ أَتَهْتَدِي أَمْ تَكُونُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَهْتَنُونَ. Sulaiman wanted to test and see how smart she is. So Sulaiman alayhi salam commanded the soldiers to change, to make some changes and modifications to the throne. So when she arrives, he'll ask her, have you seen this throne before? And that's what happened. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ قِيلَ هَكَذَا عَرْشُكْ قَالَتْ كَأَنَّهُ هُ. When she arrived, you put yourself in a position, there's no way that's your throne. How's that going to happen? Impossible. When she arrived, Sulaiman alayhi salam told her, have you seen this throne before? Is it yours? So she replied back, كَأَنَّهُ, looks like mine. But at the back of her mind, no way it is. How is it possible? She left Sheba, she left Saba before anyone else, and she left the throne behind. How's the throne going to reach to Sulaiman that quick? وَأُوْتِينَ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ. Sulaiman, I wanted to test her. Look what Allah had given me. And Allah had granted us knowledge more than you. And we are Muslims. وَصَدَّهَا مَا كَانَتْ تَعْبُدُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِنْ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. Sulaiman wanted to test her to say, would she become a Muslim? So after everything, she came to Sulaiman, she said, I surrender, but I'm not a Muslim. I surrender. Okay, what about this throne? It looks like mine. You know, it is. Wow. Are you Muslim? No. No problems. So Sulaiman took her to one of his amazing palaces. He had palaces that used to be built by the jinn. This palace, it doesn't exist in this day and age. It's not made out of brick or fibre or timber. It's made out of 100% top to bottom, walls and ground and ceiling, out of glass. Out of glass. The ground, the floor is glass. The wall is glass. The ceiling is glass. Above a river. So Sulaiman alayhi salam took her to that fortress and palace. قِيلَ لَهَا دْخُلِ الصَّرْحِ. Enter this fortress. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ حَسِبَتْهُ لُجَّةً وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقَيْهَا. When she entered, she looked. It's glass! And river flowing from beneath it. So she thought, what? She's going to step into what? Into water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, she pulled up her sleeve or her pants, thinking that she's going to step into water. She stepped. It's a solid ground. Allahu Akbar. قَالَ إِنَّهُ صَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ مِنْ قَوَارِيرٍ. This entire palace that you see, it's a see-through glass. قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعْ سُلَيْمَانِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. No. This is way too much. Now I can't do it anymore. This is way too much. His power, his strength, bringing my throne over here, but now a palace made out of glass? No. قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. Now I acknowledge and confess I've transgressed against myself. وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعْ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I surrender to Allah and become a Muslim with Sulaiman, the messenger of Allah. Subhanallah, amazing. Where did Sulaiman get all this from? Allah, not him. He's powerless. If it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are all nothing. If it wasn't for Allah azza wa jal, with all this power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, at the end of the day, Sulaiman is just a human being. And before we talk about his death, Sulaiman alayhi salam renovated Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa was established by his grandparents, by his grandfather. It was established by Yaqub and Ishaq alayhi salam. And then during the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sulaiman renovated and he built a temple. That's why it's called Sulaiman's temple. Next to Masjid al-Aqsa. And Masjid al-Aqsa belongs to the Muslims. Arab, Israelis, Indians, Pakistanis, Muslims. And that's why the Jews right now are trying to dig up and find the temple of Sulaiman. It's there, but Allah alam where. And it's something sacred to them. To us it's not sacred, it's normal. What's sacred to us is Masjid al-Aqsa. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Sulaiman asked Allah for three things. Allah gave him two, and I hope that Allah gives me the third one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him his first ask, which was, Ya Allah, grant me a wealth that you would never grant to anyone after me. So Allah gave it to him. And he said, Oh Allah, I ask you that you make my judgment always in line with your judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to him. And he said, Oh Allah, anyone that visits Masjid al-Aqsa and prays in it, forgive him like the day their mother had given birth to them. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I hope that Allah had given me this one. When you pray in Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah forgives. But with all these powers, as I mentioned, there's a human being at the end of the day. He dies like every other human being, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to the death of Sulaiman alayhi salam, there's an amazing story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran. The jinn used to build lofty towers, fortresses, palaces for Sulaiman. And when they used to be on the job site and Sulaiman is there, no one blinks. No one blinks. No one talks. Not wallah, answer phones or how you going, this and that. No. 24/7. If Sulaiman is on the job site, everyone's working hard. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed upon Sulaiman alayhi salam to die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed upon Sulaiman to die on the job site. Where Sulaiman had ordered the jinn to establish and to build for him a big, massive, lofty tower. So Sulaiman came to the job site and he had a staff, a stick, and he leaned on it. While he was leaning on it with his eyes open, monitoring and observing the workers, Allah took his soul and he stayed like this. Eyes open, leaning on the stick. And he's watching. The jinn, yallah hookah, we'll take a break, we'll relax. They stayed like this for one entire year. Non-stop labor. No break, nothing, thinking that Sulaiman is watching them. And what added to the on the top of all this, Sulaiman's right-hand man picked up that he died. But he wanted the work to finish. So he used to go and whisper in the ear of Sulaiman, knowing that he's dead. So the other jinn know, he's still alive. They finished the work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهُ. When he died, no one knew that he's dead. Especially the jinn. And as I mentioned, beside his right-hand man. No one knew he's dead until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a worm, an earthworm, that ate from his stick. Continued to eat from it until what? He fell. When he fell, Allah says, we wanted the jinn to know. They will never ever know the unseen. Otherwise, they wouldn't be locking themselves in that work for one full year. If they knew anything of the unseen, they would have never stayed in this punishment for one full year, working hard labor non-stop, thinking that Sulaiman is watching them and monitoring them. And he passed away. 54 years old. And he was buried in Palestine. Alayhi salam. After Sulaiman alayhi salam, and during the time of Dawood and Sulaiman, Bani Israel were united. And that was their pinnacle and strongest moment. But then after them, they fought against each other. And they became divided again. And they lost their glory and honor until another prophet that came. That we'll talk about him inshaAllah next week. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanaka wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah in Jannah.